Red Film Radio. I'm Matt Micucci, and I am at the Carlo Vivari International Film Festival, the 50th edition of the festival, and I'm joined by Hugo Busquet, who is the director of the film Beyond Here. So thank you very much for joining us, and my first question is, can you tell our listeners a little bit about the story of your film, to introduce them to the film?
Alors, donc c'est l'histoire d'un couple de jeunes gens qui marchent dans la montagne.
Yes, it's a story of a couple, of a young couple, and that who are walking in the mountains. But it's not a regular trip. They are walking from one house to another, from cottage to cottage, and they get into them by force. They are looking for food there. Then they found one of these bigger cottages, and this one is quite well equipped and full of food. So they decide to stay there, and as of this moment, tension becomes to build, and at the beginning they have one objective: to get to the other side of a pass in the mountains. Actually, it's the objective of the boy, of Basile, and he hopes to find there something that will improve their situation. On the other hand, the female character, the girl, is more pragmatic, and she decides she wants to stay in the house, and it's quite comfortable for her, and she doesn't believe anymore in the objective of the boy.
Elle est confortable là où elle est, et elle croit de moins en moins à ce que son compagnon lui imagine trouver de l'autre côté du col. Voilà.
Can you tell me where the inspiration of the story came from?
Alors, avant de parler de ce qui m'a inspiré cette histoire, il faut déjà que je vous explique comment je me suis retrouvé là-haut.
Before I will tell you about the inspiration for the story, I would like to explain how I got to these places when I was a student at the Film Institute in Belgium, where I studied. Every summer I walked in Switzerland in this cottage where we shot the film, and every time I went there I thought it would be a great place to shoot a movie or to do something with this location. So this is on one hand my inspiration: the mountains, the place. It's truly vertical there. The mountains there are very high, and so that's how I got inspired. Before I got a story, I had this place that inspired me so much. And then I came up with the story of the couple who are in a way closed in the house as well as in the valley, because every time also I wanted the image to be closed, so that the feeling of being close somewhere was completed also through the way we shot the film.
Oui, avec une profondeur de champ qui est finie, terminée, pour aller plus loin dans cette idée d'enfermement, justement.
The environment is very important in the film, and it's shot wonderfully. But before I get into actually talking about how it was filmed, I'd like to know how telling a story in this type of environment that is so far from civilization almost affects a narrative, and in your case, the story that you are telling.
Donc oui, ben oui, tourner là-haut, c'est quelque chose d'assez assez difficile en soi, enfin difficile.
As far as the shooting is concerned, it was in a way difficult because we were isolated. We had to walk more than 2 hours to get there, and there is a road, but it's used exclusively by those who take care of the cottage, so we didn't have to carry all the equipment, but we had to walk there, and it's quite far away from civilization. And what was important for me was to be in the same situation as the main characters. We lived what they left in the film. It was important to me to have the crew in the same situation, and I think we were quite successful in creating the same atmosphere. As far as the story is concerned, the characters are quite isolated, and on the one hand, their past, what's behind them, it's something dangerous. We don't know exactly what it is. We can see in the nightmares of the boy, but we don't know what it is. And what is in front of them, behind the past, they think it's something better, that there is hope. But we can't be certain. We cannot be certain about it either. And then at this moment they are not on their objectives of the two main characters are not the same, and then the third character enters, and he changes the situation, and in a way is successful in removing the block, the tension, and helps to let the story continue.
Et ce troisième personnage permet de débloquer une situation en fait qui commence à se tendre. Voilà, ça c'est vraiment.
I also wanted to talk about language in this film, because many times even the words that are spoken seem to leave so much hidden of their emotions, of the characters' emotions. And a lot of the film is I would say is very quiet too, because it doesn't necessarily use a lot of dialogue. So I wanted to know more about this particular choice.
Alors déjà par rapport au dialogue, le projet avait été pensé de toute façon comme
talking about the dialogues, the project from the very beginning was without dialogues. I let the actors improvise, so we only talked about the scenes, and then they have total liberty, freedom to create dialogues to be natural. I also wanted flexibility for the whole crew. All of them were my friends with whom I studied, so we wanted to experiment, and it was an opportunity for me as well as for them to experiment with it. And I considered that this shooting as a workshop for all of us, so everyone had the opportunity to change things as we were shooting. So I think what was important in the film was the permanent tension, and it's true that not everything was expressed in words. Also concerning the language, there was this third character who spoke another language. Actually, this language was not translated into English version, but it was Dutch, which is the second language in Belgium. And it's also a symbol of a border, another language, and it's an allusion to the situation in Belgium, political situation, situation between the French-speaking part and the Dutch part, because there is often a mistrust, people try kind of avoidance barrier. So this was an allusion to the Belgium's the situation in Belgium. And also the couple didn't understand Marcus, so they got to communicate on a very very basic level, but I think the language was very important from the very beginning for the film.
C'était quelque chose qui était au cœur du projet dès le départ, oui, de jouer avec ça, oui.
Okay, well, thank you very much for talking with us about the film. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thanks very much, and this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.